All right, cast your mind back to March 17th, 1994, when episode 1F14, Homer Loves Flanders, was first broadcast. I'm Matt Groening.
I'm Dave Merkin, showrunner and exec producer.
I'm David Silverman, supervising director from the past.
I'm David Richardson, writer.
I'm Wes Archer, director.
And this is the scary Simpsons. Oh, actually, it's not scary at all.
Not one bit. No, no.
I'm sorry. I just tried to do something different this time.
This is stolen from an earlier show. It was
absolutely
made, and we've used it many, many times.
Very well done by Rich Moore years ago.
Weapons and trained to kill. The government calls it the Army. But a more alarmist name would be the Killbot Factory.
We still call it the Killbot.
This was something that we particularly loved to do, which was to point out how negative and nasty news is, always trying to scare everybody and looking at the darkest things and creating panic and depression everywhere it goes.
Exactly, because fear-mongering is their business. They
want
you to be afraid.
The more you're scared, the more you have to watch.
And you'll buy things.
So we're going to try and scare you on this commentary.
Well, I don't know if it had happened in news by this time, but now news is coming up next. You know, how you will die on your bed tonight
exactly
from poison gas.
Exactly. Or generally, your children in danger. Details at 11. Yeah, so we like this. I love the fact that Homer's trying to replace Marge. His goal is to be both parts of the relationship.
One of his earliest...
To make love to himself.
Exactly. I think it was an early attempt for him to do something in drag.
So, David R., where did this episode come from?
Actually, I believe this was Conan O'Brien's last pitch. This came out of the book and was assigned to me.
That's a beautiful story.
It is gorgeous, and it brings a tear to our eye. This is the season that Conan actually left to do, which Conan will be on another commentary, and we'll discuss the whole details of Conan going to do his audition for his late night show and everything. By the way, the ticket situation is very accurate about what goes on. It doesn't go on in every state, but it goes on in many, which is you can never, unless you go through a scalper or a scalper agency, you can't get good tickets. And you can stand in line and be the first one and still not get good tickets because the person in front of you buys 10,000 like that guy did, even though that guy didn't have any money.
Right.
I like that multiple four does. That's the closest does have ever kind of been together, I think, in the history of the show.
I love this animation coming up with the air guitar, by the way, Wes.
I think his car was the wrong color, though. It was green somehow.
Oh.
That's been fixed for the DVD.
He completely forgets about his troubles.
And this is, as we've discussed with Matt before, is one of the great things about Homer's character. He can go from being so unbelievably depressed and angry and frustrated to happy in 2 seconds. And that's, I think, one of the great appeals of his character, is ultimately very positive and very quick to recover from anything negative.
Right. He went from losing 2 tickets to the football game to 2 tickets to paradise.
That's right. But now he's sad again. You know, he's definitely manic depressive. If Homer was properly medicated, there'd be no show.
Well, no, I, hey, no, I have a question, Bart, which I don't think I've ever asked you. Wes.
Yes.
Is there anything autobiographical that you've slipped into the show? Ever?
I'm not sure there.
You better not have, Wes.
Yeah.
Better not
because you're
have
being recorded now. So.
I'll never tell you what.
No, this is. I just never
really
asked that. I was just wondering if you guys ever slipped anything. Have you, David? You must have.
Oh, wait. When
this,
I look
right?
at a drinking
see?
Glass that I'm holding, melting? I can often see my thumb on the other side.
That was a great joke, and Fox didn't want us to do that joke.
Yes, they did not like Marge doing LSD water, but I argued with them and said, you know, she's not doing it on purpose. Her water's been spiked by Shelbyville. This is something that's happening in America all the time. This is one of my favorite jokes, I think, of all time. He thinks that the waffle on the ceiling is God.
And this line is
this is one of the greatest lines.
Sacrilicious.
Sacrilicious.
Just a great...
Well, to many of us, a waffle on the ceiling is God.
It is. And the waffle on the ceiling is sort of based on a big mass of candy that was on the ceiling in one of the writing rooms. We had two writing rooms going.
Yeah, it was this caramel waffle thing.
A melted caramel thing that was put on the ceiling. And you used to have to, when you were writing in that particular room, which we still write in, we write in two rooms, you'd have to stare at that. You know, it wasn't depressing enough to be there till 2 in the morning. Or you'd also have to look at the most godly awful mess left. And
what kind of jerk would do that?
Well, we could say, but it will be cut out.
Who wants you to win this game?
It's a good turn on this cliche.
I crippled him myself.
Yes, crippled a young boy. So, Mr. Burns said he's coming. Of course, it's our winner. I love he's coming back. Our winner character, Milhouse.
Yeah, these are amazing seats, huh, Homer?
Yeah.
Every child of every friend talks about this next beat coming up.
I'll take two dogs, two shoulders,
the reactions
two ice cream bars.
The hat.
The hat is very popular in this episode.
What the hell happened to my dogs?
This was another one of our episodes where we're really trying to explore the relationships of the characters a little deeper. Find out, what Homer and Flanders might have in common and how they could turn into friends. And it was really fun to do this switch.
The Nacho hat is perfect.
I really love the way he sings that and the way it's animated. It's a great job, Wes.
Do they have Nacho hats now?
I think they actually has started a trend, and if you don't see them in your local ballpark, demand them. They can get them. They're just keeping them from you.
We have all sorts of clothing items made out of nachos.
He's our boy. If he can't do it, no one will.
Now, there looks like there are three widows back on the...
There are nuns.
Nuns?
Maybe.
But isn't that what widows do, is they go to the ball game now? It's kind of like a...
Absolutely.
It's a great way to get over the sadness.
This is a great kiss you got. That's a great turn.
Yeah, the kiss really kind of goes a little bit too far.
Kiss my big Springfield behind,
Shelby. I love this gag.
Yeah.
Come on. Invincible!
It never gets old to see Homer get hurt.
I like the off-screen ooh, too.
Sign an autograph, please. Somebody sign an autograph. Hey, would you sign it? You fat, stupid jerk!
Huh?
It was him!
Ned? Is that... Ned Flanders?
Hiddly ho, Stanster!
You know Stanster.
Nice design on the football player, too. Ned Flanders
saved me. It is. It's really a good design. It really looks like a football player.
No neck. Models until Ned and his
Bible group showed me that... That's Hank doing the football player. Professional
athletes always wanting more.
Ned gave me the game ball. I want you to have it.
Stan, tell you what, Homer Simpson here is just about the biggest Adam fan that's ever graced God's green earth. I bet he'd enjoy it even more.
It's a very sweet gesture. I mean, Flanders is a very nice guy, and this is an episode where Homer really starts to appreciate that for a certain amount of time.
You will be called Stitch Face.
I think Stitch Face was a line that we probably put in the last 2 weeks. It was originally called Bally and different things like that. And we're able to add new dialogue, like up to just about 4 days before it goes on the air. And that was a joke we struggled with right until the very end.
That was an act break?
Yeah.
Exciting act, right?
Very
because
exciting.
He says that Flanders is his friend. That's
right,
a
right,
huge
right. Big
thing.
Story point. Woo!
Big,
now
giant
we're
thing.
Rolling.
I remember there was a certain amount of riots when that line was said. People turned their TVs over and kicked them.
This time you can be the Nacho Man.
I love when he throws away his wedding picture and Marge says, "That's the wedding picture." And he says, "Stop living in the past, Marge." Support card. I love Bart's reaction here.
Oh, wow. Just laughing until he just...
Look how mad he is. He realizes it.
That's the combination mad and confused expression.
They don't call me Springfield Fats just because...
Yes, it's very nicely done. You know, and again, the turn here is terrific, which is... You know, Flanders has always been trying to be Homer's friend.
Right.
You know, because that's his philosophy. And then he kind of gets his wish... And then it's one of the worst possible things that could have happened to him. This, by the way, was the censorship the parental locking controls were just getting huge at the time of this show. And so I really enjoyed putting this joke in where every channel is locked out.
Right, yeah.
He receives 200 channels and locks out 99% of them.
Hey, what gives? I thought you had a satellite dish.
Sure diddly do. Over 230 channels locked out.
Hey, boys, time for bed. Say goodnight.
Goodnight, Daddy. Goodnight, Uncle Homer.
Oh, Uncle Homer. Ned. And you've let me spend time with your
family. It looks
family.
Like a giant waffle on the roof of the Last Supper.
It's God.
Really?
That's a callback, see?
Yeah.
Maybe the waffle was God. Maybe there really is meaning there.
I think so. It's certainly a recurring theme in art.
Hey, I don't want no people in here with their evils of alcohol rap. Wait a second. You're the man at the hospital who reads to sick.
This is a little insight into Moe's true character.
Yeah, I love this.
My friend.
The great thing is that the stories affect Mo much more than they affect the people he's reading them to. You know, he's a bigger sucker for them.
Hi, I'm so glad you're
But he always gets to the line in the book that tells you what the title is.
That's the second of Homer's incredible, saying things in very shorthand way. Because he sees, Flanders, busy, can't talk, go hell. He's going to go to hell. And it's sex later, he says to Marge.
Homer, he's eating very daintily.
He is. For Homer, it's actually quite dainty eating.
I have been crusading for Homer to eat daintily for years.
I'm pretty sure that, that was one time that we said, Matt is right. And it's the one time, yeah. We said that would be much funnier if he ate it daintily. Yeah. And
the Oliver Hardy approach.
I like the way they comment that Homer's in terrible clothes. He's obviously a bum.
Right.
And he hears he's getting free stuff. He doesn't care. But the stuff they give him is much worse. There's no doubt about it. Look at that.
That's a terrible jacket.
And the pants are drawn really well. You can see that they're very baggy on them. And now we see where Mo actually is on Wednesday. No longer little girls.
They were little women. Again, at the right spot of the book.
We just pick up at the time when he's just losing it. And that, obviously, as you've heard before, that's Mo is Hank Azaria, and just always, always the go-to person for big laughs in those characters.
Wow, look at that enthusiasm. This is front page material.
And as we always do in the Simpsons universe, there's never a reporter too far away. Slightly interesting is happening.
Oh, of course you say something like that, Marge. You've hated Ned for years. In fact, you wanted to bash his head in with a pipe.
That was you!
Love, Marge.
Flanders are a bunch of geeks, man.
The Flanderses are not geeks! Okay, Rod and Todd are, and the wife is a thing for me, but she hides it behind a mask of low-key hostility. But we've got to give this thing a chance.
Homer's ongoing fascination with Mark Flanders.
Take a trip together this weekend.
No way, Jose.
Yes, way.
Don't worry, Bart. It seems like every week something odd happens to the Simpsons. My advice is to ride it out, make an occasional smart aleck quip, and by next week we'll be back to where we started from, ready for another wacky adventure. Ay, caramba.
That sums it up, folks.
That does sum it up.
That's it.
No point watching the show. Writing there.
Ronnie Reagan tape. It always makes the trip go.
Everybody's very happy, I notice.
Of course, Ronnie Reagan was still around at this time.
Yes. Yes.
That's Harry doing the Wells.
Sounds very much like Ronnie. Harry does a spot on Ronald Reagan. Love that billboard, by the way.
More. No, keep going. More. More. Right there. Let her go.
What a good friend.
Go boating!
How my boys doing, Homer?
They're fine.
He's the greatest.
Of course, these days, how my boys doing has a different meaning, but we won't discuss that.
Gosh, I'm sorry. Our boys don't eat.
Now, this has been a running thing. We did this a couple times. I was always interested in the effects of sugar on people. We did an episode where Milhouse and Bart take sugar and wake up, and they've joined the Boy Scouts.
Right.
But this is the first time Rod and Todd have had sugar, and we see that that completely changes them.
The evils of sugar.
The evils of sugar, and how
you
much Bart enjoys it.
Always get
letters
from the Sugar Council. When
yeah.
Positive ones, I believe.
Yeah.
Thanks for voting sugar.
World, we'd all be known as the Flimpsons.
The Flimpsons.
I like the way he looks directly at camera on that. That was a good touch, Wes. Welcome to the Flimpsons.
Well, there's a rule that the characters should not look at the camera in this cartoon, but that was one of the few exceptions.
Yeah, there was
another one. Another one.
This is one's full of exceptions. I love that Lisa and Marge join in on the food fight, and because, you know, at heart they are true Simpsons, and that's what the Simpsons would do.
Exactly. Is that just Tomer?
And it's a really nice performance by Harry here. You know, just building his frustration and getting more and more upset at Homer. But it's really built nicely over time. It doesn't happen all
of a sudden.
This is
a great reveal, too, of just his praying to, like,
boy, what are the odds?
Flying overhead and just...
Cheers to Homer. What are the odds is one of my favorite expressions. I use it inappropriately all the time.
Cheers to this rusty tailgate.
This was a little reference to Vertigo.
I love the color of that sky.
We got about five cliches all wrapped into this one beat here.
There's Homer. There's Homer, too. That's also Homer.
Well, the color is the only clue right off the bat.
It is. That is correct. And I love the really postman, happening. Of course, fights back.
The postman has the
postman always fights back. Homer Simpson. Like all people in movies having nightmares, he sits straight up in bed.
Yes. Yes, and talks coherently instantly.
No, wait. I find him informative and witty.
We wanted to take a shot at Ted Koppel, but there was nothing to take a shot at. We like him, and so we said he's informative and witty. Now, this was probably one of the hardest animations we worked on there.
Yes, that reveal coming up.
I could not get that the way I pictured it. As a child, I liked to go walk through bushes like that. The hedges, you know, do you remember being able to walk through a hedge or jump through it and stuff? I used to do that all the time. Yeah. And the first time it was animated, it would happen very quickly, and the whole idea was to keep slowing it down like that so that it looked really eerie and creepy. And
he just creepily formed that.
What did the fans think of that? That's I've forgotten about that scene.
It was really, and I was again, so thrilled again. You know, our animators are so fantastic, and they will go back on a situation like that and tirelessly work to get it the way we're picturing it until we all get it to the way we feel good about it. And of course, you know, what's happening here is Homer's turning into the most nightmarish neighbor you could possibly have. And this is a Terminator piece.
Right.
Exactly.
And the music that Alf did here is very Terminator-esque, though legally clear. And it's a great sequence. And the sound effects
great.
Are also, really done well,
like,
here.
There's no, perfect. There's no exertion by Homer. Yeah. His face is blank.
Now we have another reference to Edward G. Robinson.
I'm not hepped up on goofballs.
Yes, this was... this to me is the very, very classic Edward G. Robinson line, because I think it's actually is Billy Crystal in his stand-up points it out, that, you know, here we are in the movie The Ten Commandments. We're way back in time.
Yeah, where's your Messiah now?
And for some reason, there's a guy with a voice like that going, "Where's your Messiah now?" And, you know, there was a lot of that with, like, Tony Curtis saying, "This is the castle of my father." You know, that kind of... We just kind of kept the accents in the old biblical pictures, and so we enjoyed that.
A little bit of New York back in the... thousands of years ago.
That's a very nice shot of the church. I like how large it looks in that shot.
Yeah.
Oh, I think we should leave.
Hey, Flanders, over here! I got us some kick-ass seats!
Nobody seems to mind Homer's way of expressing himself in church.
I love the mix there where everything's very quiet except for the footsteps coming in, you know, the awkwardness of that.
What Ned did. I'd like to publicly congratulate Homer Simpson on his recent...
And Harry is playing Reverend Lovejoy as well. So this is a big Harry show.
Exactly.
That's beautiful. We appreciate the kisses. Now
we appreciate the kisses. That's a typical ad lib by the actors. That was added in while we were recording, and you know, that's the great thing. When you're directing them, they'll come up with something like that, and you just know to keep it in. You make a note to keep it in and keep it in there. That's Homer's nose squeaking, and that's actually Harry's nose. If you get a mic very close to Harry Shearer's nose, it makes that sound. And Harry was brave enough to tell us all that. Say, hey, use my nose, and we did. He was completely selfless in that moment.
The guy's hepped up on goofballs.
This is the first time Ned Flanders lost his patience, right?
Yes, this is the first time that we really saw Flanders get really mad and upset and go nuts. And
earlier, I think it was the first time he probably ever told a lie, which was
a huge moment. Yeah.
I can't believe it. What's this, fifth season? And we're still having bizarre, freakish background crowd characters. There's some characters that are so distinctive looking, they deserve their own show.
Well, they had their own show. That never worked out.
You know, Matt is so visually oriented. When we have these screenings, his eye will go right toward things that, you know, if I'm like looking at something else, I'll say, look at that. And I'll go, oh, yeah, wow, look at that. And he always sees it because he created these characters. And when he sees something that's off model, it's always, he lights up and goes, what's that? What's that?
Well, that's my big thrill in life.
That's off model. what about that one? I'm afraid there's a slight contradiction between...
That was a beautiful thing that Homer said, by the way. That was nicely written.
It's a beautiful speech by Homer.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Homer.
You know, it's interesting how the Simpsons have
very
transformed
nice job on the script.
I wrote this in a Motel 6 in Hammett.
Really?
I did. I was dating an actress who was shooting a movie down there, and she was having a breakdown.
At the Motel 6?
And she was shooting some independent film, and I had to go down and... So she would go off and shoot during the day, and I would write in this motel. So.
And she was having a breakdown, you know, for the reasons for the DVD. What's her full name?
Guess what, everyone?
Following Thursday.
Kel Welch.
This was after the animatic rewrite, I think.
Yes, this is the very self-conscious ending to get us back to Homer hating Flanders for no particular reason.
Yeah.
But it's just, and that relaxes Bart and Lisa because everything's back to normal and they do have another crazy adventure of one of the worst cliches in the world, spending a night in a haunted house, which we've never stooped to yet. Though, you know, the show is young.
Now, was that the first time you broke the wall?
I think it's probably been broken.
Yeah, we've done it
before that,
times.
Yeah. Yeah,
we've done it all.
It's all been done.
Good wall breakers.
That was a nice little episode. And what I was going to say was, it's interesting also to see some really funny facial poses, facial expressions that really work that we've lost.
Yeah.
I mean, as the show has transformed over the years, I see some expressions that Homer used to make, like that he made in this episode, that he doesn't make anymore, and they're really cool.
It's true. You know, some attitudes get lost or some attitudes become less popular than other ones and it morphs and changes. It's good. It's great to watch these things because we're still writing and producing the show now and it can be really helpful to see this old stuff that can be re-inspired and steal.
We should bring back more of those Wes Archer poses. That's my thought.
Those Wes Archer poses.
Exactly.